Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show.
Let's get it started in here.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Check that out, man. Check that out. Man, we got a whole audience listening tonight, brother. Woo!
Oh,
hey,
that'll
welcome
work.
To the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, man. This is Jeremy, your host, and I'm here with one of our co-hosts, Daryl, tonight, but our other co-host, Chris, is out. He had a kind of a rough day today. He had to take some time off, which is completely understandable, but hey, we got Daryl here with us. Daryl, how you doing tonight, my man?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. I just got my white girl coffee, a.k.a. Starbucks, running down the road, trying to get home. Hell, listening to all this silliness that's going on.
Yeah.
How you doing, my man?
I'm good, brother. It's every day. I was just talking to a friend of mine earlier today. I said, you know, every day I get up and every day I'm disappointed in the people in this country when I get on social media and they're fighting over Democrat, Republican. Every day I'm disappointed in this country when I see them arguing and fighting over stuff that just doesn't matter. Your freedoms are being ripped away from you at an alarming rate, and they can't even see it. They're so blind to it. You know, the biggest thing lately, or as of late, again, we're back into the school shooting season, apparently. We'll get to that here a little bit later in the program. But we're in the middle of a struggle between good and evil, between right and wrong, morally and socially. Now, what I'm talking about is transgender ideology. And I decided tonight to dedicate most of the show to talking about that and sharing our thoughts and opinions on it, and also sharing some facts about transgender ideology. So as you all know, there's a person by the name of Dylan Mulvaney, born, he's born a male. It still is a male. I don't believe they trans whatever the hell you call it yet. I'm sorry, my mind is just going a million miles an hour tonight. It does that on occasion. It's too bad it has to happen on a radio show, but that's good. I'll get my thoughts out here in a second. Dylan Mulvaney was picked up by Bud Light. He was picked up by Nike and Olay, whatever the hell that lady product is, to represent their products. Dylan Mulvaney was put all over Bud Light cans, and there was an uproar all over the social media about, oh, this Dylan Mulvaney is on a Bud Light can. He's a biological male, and you're pushing this transgender ideology onto our children. I'm very, very strongly opposed to that. Number one, let me just make it very pointedly clear at this point that I don't give two shits if you identify as a turtle, as a fig leaf, as a watermelon. I really don't care. If you want to walk around in a gorilla suit and say you're a gorilla, go ahead. Just don't push that ideology down the children's throat when they're in their developmental stages. And that's what's happening. They're preying on children that just pisses me off. But I'm going to get into this a little bit more in depth is what I'm going to do here, okay? Now, this is an article I read off of the Gateway Pundit. It's a report that reveals the alarming reason why Bud Light and Nike are shoving transgender Dylan Mulvaney in America's face. So the reason behind his sudden emergence is chilling. The New York Post exclusively revealed that the human rights campaign, the forefront of the leftist LGBTQ mafia, is utilizing a social credit score to force companies like Nike and Anheuser-Busch to either advance their position, or I'm sorry, their poisonous agenda, or they face a bad social credit score. So in addition, the HRC publicly threatens organizations every year by sending a list of demands in person over what they want displayed in public. Clearly, Mulvaney was part of those marching orders. The HRC is backed by hedge funds such as BlackRock and Vanguard. And if you don't know who BlackRock and Vanguard are, they have over $10 trillion in assets. They work very closely with the World Economic Forum, organizations like that that are very bad for the world, not just for this country, but for the world. BlackRock and Vanguard are the top shareholders of the most American publicly traded corporations. Failure to advance the woke agenda would lead to these companies pulling their funds from Nike, Anheuser-Busch, and other major companies, leading to the loss of millions of dollars. And before I continue on with this article, let me just state, leading to the loss of millions of dollars. Since Anheuser-Busch made the decision to put Dylan Mulvaney on the Bud Light beer can, Anheuser-Busch has lost over $6 billion. They were worried about the millions they may lose by weakening social credit score from some communist organization. They've lost $6 billion. Yeah, okay. All of this means that major corporations actually lose more money by not embracing the woke left than from angering conservatives. So much for the get woke, go broke slogan. That's what the New York Post reported. Executives at companies like Nike, Anheuser-Busch, and Kate Spade, whose brand endorsements have turned controversial trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney into today's woke it girl, aren't just virtue signaling. They're handing out lucrative deals to what were considered fringe celebrities because they have to or risk failing an all-important social credit score that could make or break their businesses. At stake is their Corporate Equality Index, or CEI score, which is overseen by the Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ plus political lobbying group in the world. HRC, which has received millions from George Soros, Open Society Foundation, among others, issues report cards for America's biggest corporation via the CEI, awarding or subtracting points for how well companies adhere to what HRC calls its rating criteria. The HRC lists five major rating criteria, each with its own lengthy subsets for companies to gain or lose CEI points. The main categories are workforce protections, inclusive benefits, supporting an inclusive culture, corporate social responsibility, and responsible citizenship. A company can lose CEI points if it doesn't fulfill HRC's demand for integration of intersectionality in professional development, skills-based or other training, or if it doesn't use a supplier diversity program with demonstrated effort to include certified LGBTQ plus suppliers. Now, I want you all to understand something. You're being forced an ideology down your throat. This has nothing to do about being inclusive. This has everything to do with George Soros and his corrupt hands putting money in the pockets of people that are willing to be bought out to push an ideology that should not be being pushed. And it baffles me every morning I get up that people are buying this bullshit. I can't grasp the concept. I can't understand why people are not waking up yet. I mean, there's a very good, large portion of the population that have woken up. I didn't wake up till a couple of years ago to what was really happening in this country. I was one of those brainwashed sheep that, you know, I was well-informed because I watched mainstream media, and I followed all of them, CNN and Fox News and MSNBC. I followed all of them. I wanted to know what one side was saying and what the other side was saying, and I wanted to find that the truth is in there somewhere. I always thought that. But then I really started digging more deeply into different media sources. I come across the Gateway Pundit a couple years ago. I really hadn't heard of them until they did a story on me. I was promoting a nationwide shutdown because of the vaccine mandates and people losing their jobs. And I had numerous phone calls with people I'd never even heard of that reached out to me and wanted to talk to me because they seen me standing up. But they did a story about me, about being banned off of TikTok with over 100,000 followers. That was my first account. And I actually just retweeted that story out here two, three, four nights ago. I tweet a lot, let's put it that way. When I'm parked for the night, I go through stuff that okay, let me just calm down for a second. See, Chris isn't here to say, you need to take a breath. excuse me. I go through more social media apps, and I'm on more social media apps than I think people even know that that even exist. I follow everything. I observe everything, and you will not believe the stuff that you come across. And if it sounds a little far-fetched, you think to yourself, I better go research that. And when you dig into it a little bit, you find out, holy shit, that really is true? That's how you gain knowledge, and that's what woke me up. But I started following this Gateway Pundit. I went to their website. I put it on my home screen. And now I look at it pretty religiously every day, and their shit's they're spot on. They share stuff that the mainstream you'll never see on mainstream media. And if you Google search, who is the Gateway Pundit? They'll say it's a far right media source. Now I'll agree that they tend to put more conservative views on their stories or in their headlines, but if you look at the actual story, they're not lying to you. They're giving you facts. But I've talked now for almost 13 minutes, and I sometimes do that. But I wanted to explain to you about this Dylan Mulvaney story before we get into a discussion about it. And before I go to Daryl, let me just put out our guest call-in number. If you would like to call in and you have an opinion on the matter or you want to add to what we're talking about, you are more than welcome. And I can give you that phone number right now if you grab a piece of paper and a pen. And we'll take your calls live on air. Share your opinion, your thoughts. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to disagree with me. If you just have a thought and you really don't want to, you know, have a debate about it or, you just want to get on and share your thoughts, you're more than welcome. That phone number is 516-387-1733. 516-387-1733. And when you get through, you have to make sure that you press the number one. And that way it lets my switchboard know that you want to come on live on air and share your opinion and your thoughts. So why don't we go to Daryl on the Dylan Mulvaney story. What are your thoughts about what Bud Light's doing, what Nike's doing, and all these quote-unquote woke corporations.
Joe Soros is a piece of crap. He always has been. I can't believe these idiotic people are calling this shit. Then also, who cares about this stupid score? You know, why don't you companies grow a pair and start saying, you know what, I'm not doing this. Because a woman, I'm sorry, but I don't care what anybody says. If you're a dude, you're a dude. If you want to dress up as a woman and put falsies on you or whatever, fine, go ahead. Don't care. But guess what? You are not, you never will be a woman. You're faking it. Period. All right? I'm not gonna bow down to your craziness, to your mental, because this deals when all this first started. What were they saying? they were saying this is a mental condition, that men who want to dress up like women and women who want to dress up like men, it's a mental issue. But have you noticed that the Democrats, and along with some of these crazy Republicans, they sit back and they'll tell you, we're going to do something about mental health, and what have they done? Not a damn thing. And for Anheuser-Busch, if any woman that drinks, I don't drink their beer. Their beer is crap to me anyway. I'll drink German beer. But any woman who drinks Bud Light, I would look at them and say, screw you. If you'd rather have some fake ass, you'd rather have some man dressed up in a wig and a skirt and says, I'm a girl, than have a real woman, then something is wrong. Me personally, give me a real woman. Real. When God made people, he made two sexes, male, female. And I will agree with you on this, Jeremy. You do not push this crazy, mentally sick crap when you sit back and you dismember yourself and you want our kids to do it. That is sick. And I don't like it when they sit back and says, well, this is what the LGBTQ people say. I know some people in the gay community, and they are not for this. They're not for trans. They're not for children being abducted. I mean, what's that word?
Indoctrinated.
They're not looking for kids being, thank you. They're not looking for kids being indoctrinated. They do not agree with any of this. What they agree with is, you know what? I love, this is me. I'm a male. I love another male. Respect that. Okay, cool. This is me, a female. I love another female. Respect that. Cool. But when you sit back and lump all them into these people, and for you people who want to cut yourself, that's sick. There is something wrong with you. Because anyone in their natural mind does not want to dismember yourself. God gave you a body that is awesome. You may not understand it. That's why you go and get some help. And another, parents, why do you let you got kids that are, they depend on you, and you let them butcher themselves? What happened to all of those kids that these parents let them butcher themselves? And when they got older, they said, this was not the right idea. I would love to hear from those parents. I would love to hear what you have to say about that. There comes a time when you got to start standing up. Parents, be parents. And
yeah.
And then for Nike, you know what? Does this really come to a surprise to you? They use sweatshops. So they use kids. They use slavery to make their shoes. But what does the NBA do? What do all you people do? You still buy their crap. So Nike, they're looking at it like, you know what? We can go ahead and buy slave-ridden stuff, and we'll go ahead and deal with this transgender thing. And you know what? You're going to buy our stuff anyway. So who cares? That's exactly what they're thinking, because you people keep buying their crap. I don't owe Nike anything. The hell with them.
Well, and here's to add to this discussion. In Chico, California, in the school district there, there is a mother that just testified before the school board that her father had passed away. And then she was then just recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Her 11-year-old daughter was obviously distraught, hurt, scared, confused. She went to a school counselor to talk about her feelings, and she, because of this ideology being pushed on these children everywhere, she went to her school counselor and said, I don't think I'm a girl. I think I'm a boy. In the midst of a crisis of, you know, dealing with death and diagnosis of cancer. The school counselor immediately transitioned this little 11-year-old girl to a boy. Here's the kicker. The daughter wanted to let her mom know, and the school counselor said no. They didn't even let the mother know. that they transitioned her daughter from a girl to a boy, mentally or emotionally or however you want to put it. This 11-year-old girl went through bullying and hardship without her mother having any knowledge of what is going on. Now, before you say, well, what kind of mother wouldn't know? They hide that stuff in schools, and they, especially in the Chico, California school district. But this mother was a single mother, working, busy, and I know that's not, it's not an excuse, but this is what our government has made our society. This is all by design, ladies and gentlemen. They've been doing this since the assassination of JFK. As you can notice, and I'm going to explain this to all of you a little bit. Back in the 50s, after the Great Depression in the 30s, and they started working their way out of it in the 40s, and did you notice, like back in the 50s and 60s, that American families would have 2-3 kids, whatever, 2 kids usually, back in the 50s, and then the baby boomer crowd came in the 50s, 60s, and 70s later on, but that was the start of it anyway. But anyway, did you notice that families, the dad would go to work? He would work a 40-hour-a-week job, 40 hours. That's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, have weekends off. That's it. They had a house. They had usually had one car, but they had a house. They had a car. They had retirement. They went on vacation 2 weeks a year. They put their kids through college, and they lived comfortably off of one income. After the CIA's involvement with the assassination of JFK in 1963, you can slowly notice a decline in the American family morality. It started in the 70s Woodstock era, where it was perfectly fine to go out and do drugs, have sex, do what you want to do. And then you turn into the 80s, where it was the big cocaine hype and disco and the AIDS epidemic, and it was suddenly okay now to be gay or whatever. And I'm not talking about, I'm against anybody or anything. I'm just giving you an example. Then the 90s came, and it was teens getting pregnant. It was, and then all of a sudden, late 80s and in the 90s is when mom started getting a job. Well, maybe it was even early 80s. Mom started getting a job also. Rather than staying home and being the homemaker, mom was going out and she was working, at least part-time. And usually she was home to watch the kids when they got, you know, off the school bus and help them with their homework. As time progressed, dad was working overtime, mom was working overtime. Parents would put a note on the counter, this is what your chores are, this is what you got to do when you get home, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward to today, and you have no parents at home. The kids come home, and it's a free-for-all. They have electronics, all sorts of technology, video games. They dumbed down our society. They changed original math to common core math, so now our kids don't even know what the fuck a math problem is. They're forcing their sexual deviancy down children as early as preschool age and kindergartners. For what? For inclusiveness? Do you really fucking think that a preschooler or a kindergartner knows what they want to be or who they are? Half of them want to be Spider-Man. Or they want to be a pirate. They play make-believe. That's what kids do. Leave the innocent children alone and let them have a childhood. Don't try to make them more confused than they already are. Being a child all the way up through your pubescent years and into your mid-20s is a very confusing time for a lot of people, a lot of children, and a lot of young adults, because they have no idea the direction they want to go in their life. But now you have these sick fucks pushing their agenda down their throat. It's not okay, and it's not right. And it's not inclusive. It's brainwashing and forcing an ideology down the throats of people that don't deserve that being forced down their throats. And now, you know what's happening now? They have pushed this so hard, who are confused already. Some have a light mental illness or a major mental illness that they're not getting treated. They're being bullied. They're not being accepted into society because society is pushing back and saying, no, it's not okay. You're not. You're born a male. You're a male. You may be gay, okay, or you're born a woman. You may be a lesbian, okay, or you might be a bisexual. You might like both, whatever. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, though, is they're pushing this ideology so hard down kids' throats that they're becoming so confused, all of a sudden angry, and the whole pronoun shit, he, him, his, what, fucking ever, she, her, they, them, in an echo chamber where it's constantly shoved in their ears day in and day in and day out. Now they're going out because you're against my ideology as a Christian. I'm going to go shoot up your school. Look what happened just happened down in Tennessee. Transgender. A girl that says she's a man or a boy, whatever, goes in and shoots three children and two adults or three adults at a Christian school. Yeah, of course, they won't release the manifesto because it would prove our point that there's a very fucking bad mental illness problem in this country and nobody's helping them. They're pushing it. They're enabling it. Then you fast forward to Kentucky just a few days ago where a guy that was on LinkedIn had his profile as he, him, after his name. Not necessarily transgender, but he was into the whole pronoun ideology. Now, they interviewed his family, and his family said, yes, he had light mental problems, and he was receiving treatment. Same with the family of the transgender that shot up the school in Tennessee. Yes, she was seeing a psychologist for mental problems. And everybody wants to blame the guns. So it's all the guns. Yep, it's all the guns. No, it's a fucking ideology that you're pushing down everybody's throats. And you're changing people. You're making them angry. It's the mainstream media is your energy, ladies and I'm sorry, not your energy, your enemy. The mainstream media is your enemy. They are pushing this right along these sick politicians. I mean, look at International Women's Day. Okay, the White House has a big celebration, and what do? They give an award on International Women's Day to a biological male. It's a big fuck you. The women all across this world. That's what it is. You let a male compete in female swimming. They win it. This dude that won, he was in like 441st in male swimming. But now he comes to the female class and, by the way, gets to change in the ladies' locker room, watches all these girls strip naked, and a lot of them have come out and said that it makes them very uncomfortable and they don't like it. And you say, too bad, you got to be inclusive. No, that's bullshit. Why do you got to be inclusive? The dude's a biological male. It baffles me at what is going on and how you're trying to make people accept this. And I said this from the very beginning. If I'm with my daughter and she goes into a bathroom, and some big burly-looking motherfucker with a beard and a dress goes walking into that bathroom, I'm going to have to get an attorney because I'm probably going to knock his teeth down his fucking throat. You're not going in the bathroom when my daughter's in there. Yep, go to the men's bathroom with your dress on. And you won't, neither, because you're too chicken shit. But you can parade around like that all day long and not care who... little kids seeing you and how you're affecting other people. You don't care. It's all about you and how offensive you can be. Fuck you, dude. I'm tired of it. Yeah. Okay. So there's my little rant. I don't know. You know, what's your thought? What are your thoughts of what I just said, Daryl?
Here I go. Wait, man. As my friend Ambrose would say, like the little evil motorcycle you have to do when you wind up. Now it's my turn. I did that. Did I not say there was a mental issue? Yes, I did. Anybody, I'm sorry, but you are one person. You are not all these we, me, I, those, these. You're not that. You have a mental issue, and we need to start addressing it as a mental issue. And then the thing, like you said about the gun, it's not the guns that are the problem. The gun is an object that sits until someone picks it up. Again, just like in Denver, just like in Kentucky, no one, all of you people are so afraid to say, you know what, we have a human problem. It's not the gun, it's the people. And we have people up in the legislature that sit back and talk this mess. We had kids from Denver, all right, from Denver, instead of going to school, they're up there on the Capitol talking about gun control. It has nothing to do with gun control. It has to do with the person. And then, and I do not have it, but I can find this picture. And then, they show these kids, and I forgot what school it was. I think it was Thornton. I know how to spell thought properly. But they're parading there. Where was the teacher that to say, hey, that is misspelled? We have gone so far away from education. We do not educate our kids. We have people that empower that does not want to educate our kids. They want them to be dumb as hell because that's what they want to be. And every time, I'm sorry, but in Denver, if it was up to me, all of you would be in school. That Denver Board for Education, including that the bully Tay Anderson and the rest of those mobs, they all need to be fired, and you need to put some sensible people in there that know what they're doing. I am sick and tired of having these kids, and I'm calling him a kid, that sit up there, and they don't know what they're talking about. They're not there for jokes. They're not there for the kids, for their education. And this is the sign I'm talking about. We deserve more than thoughts and prayers. They misspelled thoughts. Where was the teacher at for Thornton School, when they decided to put this sign up and they misspelled thoughts? So when is it we're going to start educating our kids? When is it that we're going to start saying, hey, this is my body. This is who I am. You know what? I need to talk to someone so I can figure some things out. Not no knucklehead person that's woke and says, hey, you're a girl when you're supposed to be a boy, but don't tell your parents. When someone tells you don't tell your parents, that should give you a clue and say, you know what? I shouldn't be doing this. And why is it that we have these people in school and they're not out of our schools? That includes these teachers that think like this. That includes these counselors who are supposed to be there for our kids, but apparently they're not because they're turning around telling them, don't tell your parents anything. You can, you know, it's ridiculous. And then on top of that, you look at, you know, instead of these kids learning how to protest, they need to learn how to spell. They need to learn how to write cursive. They need to know how to do a bank account. They need to understand how the world works. And they need to grow a little bit of toughness. When our schools went back in the day, when you sat back and a bully picked on you and you decided to fight back, who got in trouble? The bully did. Not the other person. This school crap of when someone stands up for themselves and they said, well, we have to expel both of them? No, you don't. Only thing you're doing, and I hate to put it like this, but I'm going to put it like this. only thing you're doing, you're pussifying our kids so they don't stand up and fight for people like these legislators and for people to stand up and say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. This is stupid. And for all you people who want to sit up here and when you have a problem, you just want to shoot everybody. Honestly, and this is how I feel, and a lot of other people feel this way, those people need to be executed, period. No and, no ifs, no buts. You get 2 weeks. You get your week in court. You get your last week where parents get to, where your parents get to say, here's my child before they got all messed up, and look how beautiful they are, and you need to be off the damn face of the earth. Because right now the problem is we let people get away with too much garbage. We got people who shot up things, and where are they? If they didn't kill themselves because they were cowards, where are they? They're still in prison. Why? What happened to our victims? All of a sudden, we really do not give a daggone about our victims. What? We don't give a care about our victims. We don't give a care about our laws. We don't give a care about our kids' education anymore. But we have to be inclusive of everybody. We have to follow this. We have to follow this stupid agenda, which for some reason no one wants to stand up and say, okay, you know what? I messed up. I was listening to these people, and they're freaking idiots. It is time for me to stand up for myself. My mom worked 2 jobs when we were younger, and if we did not do our chores, you know what she does? She'll come home in the middle of the night when she gets off work. She will grab that belt and whoop us in the middle of our damn sleep to get us up. That's because when she says something, it's called respect. And a lot of you kids don't have any respect for your parents. And some of you parents need to put the fear of God in your kids. Because this is ridiculous. All of this does not need to be. But for some reason, we don't want to say, well, you know what, you should improve this. No, we have a human problem. No, we don't want to do that. What do? We blame a gun. Oh, what's next? We're going to blame if someone runs over someone and kills them, we're going to blame Volvo and Ford? Is that what we do next? You know, where is it that we start taking personal responsibility? Where is it that we start standing up and say, you know what, no more of this garbage? Where is it that these companies start getting a pair of balls and say, you know, George Soros, do me a favor. We're making billions. We'll lose a couple of millions, but we're not going to follow your stupidity because we're tired of this garbage. I'm tired of seeing our kids get butchered up into something that they're not, and then later on they make the choice of, I'm going to kill myself, because why? This is irreversible.
Suicides are the number one gun killer in the United States. And
yes,
I can guarantee you right now, for every one of those suicides, you can – here's another thing I got to bring up. They claim that a lot of these transgenders are being murdered because they're transgender. That's not a fact.
No.
They're being murdered because they're involved in adult prostitution. So they automatically get put into that category under the statistics that they're being murdered because they're trans. So because you got murdered and you're trans doesn't necessarily mean that you got murdered because you're trans. I'm just saying. People don't get how after COVID, for God's sake, if you haven't figured out how they adjusted the numbers and inflated the numbers to keep this shit going for as long as they did, to take more and more of your rights away, then I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help you. But I do want to mention something. Joe Rogan, he was on his podcast. And listen, I'm not naive enough to think that I'm going to be anywhere near Joe Rogan's status in any capacity, any time in my life. But just like me, Joe Rogan has his own opinion. But he went on his podcast I can't remember who it was with, but the guy, his guest, asked, do you have beer here? He goes, yeah, go grab a couple Bud Lights, he said to his producer, whoever. So they brought out a couple Bud Lights, and they're drinking Bud Lights. This is after the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing. And he said, I don't get why people are so hyped up, like Travis Tritt and Kid Rock and all those people, and John Rich. John Rich ain't even selling Bud Light in his bar anymore. But he's, I don't get why they're all hyped up. It's a big deal. So they put a, they're just targeting a different audience. No, Joe Rogan, you're wrong on this one. And I'll tell you why. Because I just read at the beginning of the show why Bud Light did that. It wasn't to target a new audience, Joe. It was all about making sure that they passed the social credit score from this fucking HRC organization, the LGBTQ plus mafia, funded by BlackRock and Vanguard. It has nothing to do with targeting a new audience. It has everything to do with what I just told you about the social credit score for corporate America. You know, and Joe is a very smart guy. I'm very smart. He has some very great guests on his show. But this one, he's way off the mark on this one. And I don't give a shit if people don't like me because I criticize Joe. I don't care if somebody doesn't like me if I criticize Trump or anybody else. I'm going to give you my opinion. I have a caller that wants to get on here, and before I get any further into our show and kind of go to a different subject here, let's bring them on. 5338, we're going to bring you on air right now. Just wait. Okay, you're on air. 5338, what would you like to add to the conversation?
Well, I just want to say thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate you for what you're doing and trying to educate people. This is Big M, by the way. I agree 100% with what you guys are saying. And in all reality, there's a lot of things going on that this is all planned. I mean, Soros said back in, what, late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there, that he wanted to take the country down within. This is all part of the plan. And parents need to get educated on this. That's what's going on at school. But everybody's too scared because of what's happened in the past. They're scared of getting arrested. They're sidetracked because, like you said, moms are working two jobs. Dads are working two jobs. When you get home, you're just exhausted. So it's like, whatever. Just kind of give up and lounge on the couch for a minute and watch what the wonderful president is doing, destroying our nation. They're just derailed.
Yeah, they've turned our public school system into an indoctrination camp, and the parents don't even realize it yet. And
right.
That's why you hear conservatives scream, get your kids out of public schools and put them in private schools or homeschool them. And I get it.
Absolutely.
How the hell do you homeschool your kids when mom and dad are working between the two of them, working four jobs just to keep afloat with inflation through the fucking roof? You can't afford to put your kids through private school because it's too expensive. They're stuck between a rock and a hard place. But
right.
This is where we have to, as a community, come together and find the parents that have some time and alternate days that the kids go to that parent's house and get homeschooled, and everybody just chip in with what the cost of the whatever that homeschooling it costs that parent for the day. It won't cost you much, if especially if there's a group of 10, 15, 20 of you. So we just have to get smarter than what they're doing to us. And my kids
right.
are out of school. But another
people
thing that
to,
people don't understand either is colleges are literal liberal indoctrination camps. And people say, oh, Jesus, Jeremy, you're way out of touch on that. No, I'm telling you right now. Colleges are liberal indoctrination camps that teach this ideology, that push this ideology to our doctors, our lawyers, our future generation. And we have to break that chain. We have to stop it. And I don't know how, but it's true.
Right.
I know how.
And I was in Connecticut on Tuesday, and a guy that was unloading me, you know, he seen the sticker on the back of my sleeper, And he's like, oh, you're one of those kind of guys. I like your flavor. You know, I got the We the People in the back. And he got into detail about how corrupt things are and how disgusting things are turning. And he told me that his wife had to retire early, 15 years early from this college because of the things that they're forcing to teach. because they don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. You don't believe in it. So people are being forced out of their jobs to pass this on to the younger generation that is immoral. It's not right.
That is correct. What they're doing is getting the people that are going to protect that, like the old days, protected your children when they went to school. Now they're ushering in all these woke new age teachers that have been indoctrinated in the public universities and private universities. Now they're teaching your fucking elementary kids that you're not really a boy or you're not really a girl. I follow a gentleman. Yeah, exactly. I follow a gentleman on, or lady, I can't remember what the hell. I think he was a he and transitioned, or she was a she and she, I can't remember which way it was. His name is Greg.
What the fuck?
I think it's Greg. But anyway, they transitioned, and now they are speaking out against transitioning. They put it that I was very impressionable. I was brainwashed into believing that this was the right thing to do for me. And when I grew up and I gained my senses, I realized that, holy shit, they really fucked me over. And now it's too late. He already transitioned, like, or she, with all the surgeries and everything. And now I'm seeing pictures of girls that are transitioning to boys that are literally having penises sewed on to where a penis would go. Women that are transitioning to men that have cut off their breasts and, again, sewing penises on to be a man. They're cutting off their breasts, lady. That's self-mutilation. Where in God's name has this become the norm in our society? Have we lost it that fucking far that you people are cheering this shit on because of, quote-unquote, being inclusive? You're being a fucking nut job. You're enabling mental illness. These people need professional counseling, not enabling to switch their body parts. Because once, like, a man cuts off his penis and wants to get an artificial a vagina put in, they, 5, 6, 10 years later down the road, they're like, oh, man, I made a big mistake. Now what? Too late, dude. It's over. And this Dylan Mulvaney had
the more recourse. You're going to have some more resources out of that. You're going to have a lot of mental issues over this when people want to transition back. It's a mental thing.
And
I believe, like you said earlier, it's all a mental thing.
Yeah. But this Dylan Mulvaney had the audacity to get on Twitter the other day. Daryl, you want to mute your mic, please?
Hold on.
He had the audacity to come on Twitter the other day and say, it's been 31 days, I'm late for my menstrual cycle. And I seen that, and I go, what a fucking slap in the face to women everywhere. What a slap in the face. And a lady commented and said, if you actually had to go through a menstrual cycle, this whole argument would be over in 28 fucking days with all of you. And I was like, good point, because this jackass Dylan Mulvaney thinks he can come on here and insult women like that, it's fine, I can do whatever I want and say whatever I want. The fact of the matter is, dude, you aren't ever going to have a menstrual cycle. That right there proves that this is a fucking mental illness. When you think that you're going to have a menstrual cycle as a man, I mean, that shows you how in-depth this mental illness is. That's fucking fantasy land right there, folks. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm ready for some 1776. That's all I got to say. Come on.
I think a lot of us are, man. Hey, thanks for the call. I'll catch you later.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
All right. Jim. It's always good to take callers. You know, everybody has a different point of view. Sometimes they agree with us. Sometimes they don't. I'm always up to hear your argument. I'm always up for it. Tell me why I'm wrong. Show me why I'm wrong. And you know what? Maybe I'll stand corrected, or maybe I'll make you look like a dumbass, or you're going to make me look like a dumbass. I don't care. Doesn't matter. But that was a great call. Thanks for calling in.
I was.
I want to go to kind of a different subject here, but I want to take a 30-second break. I just want to take one 30-second break, and then we'll be right back.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Olsnot new.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Oh yeah, we got to put that little disclaimer in there. Hey, by the way, if you're listening to the radio show and you think we're full of shit, that's fine. This radio show is, we spread a little bit of facts with some of our opinions and our thoughts. You don't have to believe what we say or the information we give you, but it leads you in a direction to go do your own independent research, and I highly suggest a lot of you do that. Part of that is shutting off your fucking TVs and quit watching mainstream media because they're lying to you. All right. That being said, oh, my God, my phone just keeps on going crazy. News out of Canada, and I wanted to bring this up because I was talking to Kim earlier on the phone, and I just come across this news story. Trudeau Foundation CEO and board resigned over Beijing-linked donation. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau denies any involvement. Canada struggles against Chinese election meddling. As if you haven't heard, the Chinese just released a bunch of financial records in which case they proved that millions and millions of dollars were sent by a Chinese firm to Hunter Biden and his associates. Those of you that, which I know we don't have any Biden listeners, but just in case one just kind of happens to stick around, those of you that voted for Biden and don't understand what's happening, Joe Biden and his whole corrupt crime family are without a shadow of a doubt compromised by China. They are selling us out as we speak every single day. And they have weaponized the FBI, the CIA. The FBI recently... it was found out that they had infiltrated the Catholic, some Catholic church parishes, and were investigating extremism, right-wing extremism in a Catholic church. Now, this is the same thing that Nazis did in Nazi Germany, that they attack your religion, they attack a certain group of people, and that's the start of it, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the middle of here somewhere, if we don't stand up and put our foot down. But that's what they do. They infiltrate groups of people, and then they publicly shame them. They look what they did to the Jews on the streets. Made them wear the Star of David, and they beat the living shit out of them on the streets, and they weren't allowed to leave a certain area. And the similarities that I see happening between this administration and the current Democratic Party is very, very, very similar to Nazi Germany. You look at Antifa. You look at Black Lives Matter. These are groups intended to be the enforcement arm, along with the weaponized FBI and CIA and DOJ, to enforce their agenda, to put out this... They're brainwashing you. The same damn thing they did to Germans in Nazi Germany against the Jews. The same fucking thing. We just haven't gotten to the point where the conservatives are put on train cars yet. But if we keep down this path, you best believe it's going to get to that. And by the way, Obama had train cars, and I can't remember if it was in Wyoming or Montana, a whole line of them, that inside those train cars, they had guillotines. Why the hell would they have that, you may ask? I don't know. Hell, look up Operation Mockingbird. Just go look it up. I'm not even going to tell you about it. You just go look it up, Operation Mockingbird. You're going to understand in the very near future about how infiltrated our government has become, and it happened again with the CIA involvement of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It's bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want to sit here and tell you the sky is falling, but the sky is falling. Just so you know. What do you what do you think, Daryl, about that? The Chinese. Before I get to you, Daryl, let me just read a little section of the story about the Canadian, the Trudeau Foundation CEO on the board. All resigned. I mean, all of them resigned. The abrupt resignation happened after public scrutiny of a U.S. $148,000 donation made by two wealthy Chinese businessmen and a payment allegedly orchestrated by Beijing. That was from the BBC. So it's proven now that they're receiving money in Trudeau Foundation and the Biden administration, who work very closely together because they are fascists. The very definition of it. What are your thoughts on the Chinese government basically caught? Are you outside or something, dude?
Yeah, my the O-ring from the snap from my turbo, it blew off, so I just did a quick fix.
Oh, why don't you mute your phone and just mute your phone and text me when you're done with that, because I can't do it, dude. I got to mute you.
All right. That's my
text me when you're done.
I'll text you. All right, cool.
All right. Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. That happens on occasion. Daryl's out working, and we got to understand that we none of us get paid for this gig. We do it because I want to spread some information out. We all have different pieces of information. So when I hear that interference, I got to cut it out because it really, I know it hurts your guys' ears as listeners. Because I listen back to every one of our shows, because I want to hear how we did and what improvements we can make. Sometimes we suck. Sometimes we're spot on, and it just is what it is. I wanted to bring up that story in particular because of the Chinese interference in both of our governments. There's another thing that I watched earlier today on YouTube. It was Robert F. Kennedy, who's actually going to announce that he's running for president against Joe Biden as a Democrat. RFK has been very moderate in his career, but he has earned the title of anti-vaxxer throughout this whole last couple of years because he's really gotten into in-depth research. I've been labeled anti-vaxxer also. I've had families on here that have lost children. Hashtag justice for Trista. Look for that on Twitter. Hashtag answers for Sean, and that's the number four, not the word four. Answers for Sean. You look at those two hashtags, and that's just two families, just two, that have lost loved ones because of the vaccine. Now, the more I dig into this research with the vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, the COVID-19 vaccine, I listened to Naomi Wolf, and she was explaining the Pfizer documents that have been released, and I'm digging into that more as we speak. They release 55,000 pages of documents every month. They were ordered to by a judge. When they went to court, Pfizer asked the judge to keep those documents involving the vaccines along with the FDA documents, the Food and Drug Administration. They want them kept hidden for 75 years till after all of us were dead, because they don't want to have accountability for the world's largest genocide that has ever, 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 ever in the history of mankind ever been seen. And you have lived in it and are living in it as we speak. That's no joke, ladies and gentlemen. I've read enough now where I am very confident on my stance on vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccines and vaccines in general. If we'll get into that a lot deeper some night. What I need you to understand is you've been lied to about these COVID-19 vaccines. I have been banned off of multiple social media platforms because early on, red flags were popping. Red flags were popping all over. Well, what red flags, Jeremy? Well, the fact that they're willing to have million-dollar raffles if you come and get the vaccine, something that's going to save your life, we have to have a million-dollar raffle, right? Oh, if you come and get a vaccine today, you get a hamburger and fries. Or if you come and get a vaccine today, you get a 12-pack of beer. They had all sorts of these gimmicks. Well, it turns out early on, you'll have to look at the Naomi Wolf YouTube to get the date right. So whatever these dates are, I might be off just a little bit. I think it was in March, April, or May of 2021, I believe, that Pfizer knew that these vaccines were not working. This is according to their documents, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Less than 4 months later, they're still pushing this vaccine. This time, they're pushing it on children. And they are pushing it on with their propaganda and their paid influencers, actors, and, you know, go save grandma or save grandma and grandpa, go get your vaccine. All that bullshit that you heard, that was all propaganda put onto you, DA and Pfizer. Pfizer and NIH, led by none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci, are actually financial partners with the vaccine manufacturers. They received a check for $400 million for their part in the vaccines, for their ownership of it. $400 million. This was never about your health, ladies and gentlemen. This was about money. This was about control. I've said it all along. They withheld official treatments. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and the reason they did that, things that would really work, they did that because if they had an official treatment that actually worked, they could not issue an emergency order for the vaccine. And then guess what? Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, all of them, they couldn't make the profits that they did off that vaccine. Now, unfortunately, two-thirds of our world are vaccinated with a substance that we are finding out now has very consequential side effects, including myocarditis, heart issues. One in 30 children are having cardiovascular problems, heart problems. One in 30, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that went on social media and posted on social media, oh, I got my kids vaccinated today. No, you probably just killed your kid. You at least, at the very least, you more than likely cut their lifespan in half, at least. And again, if you don't believe me, this is all easily researchable. You have to go look for it. And that's the problem with people. They're too fucking lazy. They don't want to go out and research it. And that's a big problem. So, one second here. I got to make sure. Okay. Daryl is back. Let me bring Daryl on. I didn't mute your mic there. I'm just glad you muted yours, Daryl, because I didn't want to take you off the air. But you're back on, brother. Go ahead and speak your piece of what I was just been talking about.
All right. Number one, let me apologize because I got this loop here, and apparently this thing is not working like it's supposed to. I had to pull over to the side because I had a clamp blow off on my turbo. So, and I was out there in Kansas. It's freaking windy. Okay, here we go. Where should I start? All right. As for people, do you kind of see a pattern here with COVID-19, with the vaccine? You know what? I believe in vaccinations that work. This was never a vaccination. It's a gene therapy drug. The man who invented it even told you that, but you don't want to listen. They sit back and they scared the living crap out of you, and you don't want to do any research. You have things that's showing you dead in your face that this is not good for your children, and they're having long-term effects over it. But yet you continuously go ahead and let them poke the kids anyway. And with all this stuff that's going on that deals with your kids, don't you see this? Parents, they do not want you to be parents. And you guys, parents, ladies and gentlemen, you had kids for a reason. You had kids because you wanted to be a parent. So, since you wanted to be a parent, then why are you agreeing with these laws and these legislatures and the drug company when you have teachers and all these other people are telling you you can't be a parent? But you're a parent. So why do you run with this? Some of this, and if you get mad at me, get mad at me. Don't care. Because some of you, you know what? You kind of deserve it because you don't even stand up for yourself. And I don't know. My son, he stands up for shit. I believe in my kids standing up. I'm a father. I stand up. And one thing that I especially men, we always mentioning women. Men, start standing up. We are masculine people. Toxic, now I can't even speak because I'm pissed. Toxic men do not belong in the same sentence. If you look up toxic, if you look up masculine, you can tell they're the opposite. So why is it that a gay man can sit back and tell a man how to be a man? You can't. They're trying to get rid of men. They're trying to get rid of you parents. So that way, these people can have their kids to themselves. Now, let's move to Canada. Now, Canada, Trudeau, he already written, and people in Canada, you know this, that Trudeau sits back and he says that he admires all dictators. When a person tells you that, what does that tell you? He is not there for Canada's freedom. He's not there for the welfare of Canada. He is there for the power that dictators have, and that's what he wants. And then he's having China move in slowly into Canada. They're taking your rights away. You can't even have a handgun. They're trying to take away your long gun. People, y'all got to start waking up. All of this stuff that's going on, it's right there in your face. And like Jeremy said, a lot of you're just too damn lazy to A, look up the truth, to B, to stand up. Let me repeat this one. Let me repeat this. To stand up to people when you tell them the truth and they turn around and says, "Well, I no longer want to be your friend." Then guess what? They never was your friend. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, it just amazes
me. Go ahead.
It's amazing me. Like you said, Jeremy. Jeremy, he says that we do this show because we have our opinion. We want to hear your opinion too. But at the same time, there's just things that are so obvious. Why won't you just sit back and take a second and say, "Damn, you know what?" It's like he said, he used to be a Democrat, and he kind of sat back and seen what happened. He's like, and he used his own God-given sense and research to say, "You know what? I've been going down the wrong path for a very long time, and I'm going to straighten it out." And me personally, I don't give a grab ass about parties, to be truthful about it. What you people need to start doing is this. Start voting for people that are going to start standing up for what's right, what's constitutional, what's amendment, and what's God-given. And like he said, you know what? There's people that cannot have homeschooling. They can't have private schooling. But how about this? Let's start getting all these teachers that does this woke stuff and this perverted stuff. Why don't we start taking over our schools again and start putting in teachers who wants to teach our kids, who cares for our kids? Let's get the police officers back into our schools so they can protect our kids, so our kids can get a what? Freaking education. Because that's how we're going to get ahead. Because right now, your child, a lot of other people's kids, they're falling behind And then your first thing you're going to say, well, why is it that this person that's overseas getting my job? Because your kid is not educated. And you know what? You got to stand up.
Let me share something with you. So I have all week, every week, all day, every day, I get alerts sent to my phone of breaking news stories. As you all know, James O'Keefe, from previous CEO and founder of Project Veritas, was kicked out of his own company after he broke one of the biggest stories about vaccine manufacturers and Pfizer. His board removed him from his own company that he founded. So he went and he started the O'Keefe Media Group. Since then, he's been on fire. I'm going to give you two examples. And one of these stories I just popped up while you were speaking, Daryl, actually has to do with the subject of transgender, the transgender issue. Wait till you hear that. It's going to blow your fucking mind. But, okay, so but one of the other big stories that he broke now since he became O'Keefe Media Group is he dug into Democrat donations, people that are donating to the Democratic Party. He found numerous people, elderly people, that donated in 3 years over 18,000 times. I mean, so some of these people were donating 17 times a day, according to these records. Think about that for a second. So he started going to these people's homes and asked them, hey, did you donate to the Democratic Party? Oh, yeah, I did. Which they did, but then he brought out the numbers. You donated an estimated $36,000 over the last 4 years, and you donated it 12,000 times. And the guy, like, what? No. I know I donate a lot, but it's not that much. He goes, well, how many times do you think you donate? He's like, maybe once or twice a month. They're talking 12,000 times. Like, that one guy was 17 times a day for three straight years. Now, what does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? It tells you that there's money laundering going on in the Democratic Party. And when they tell you, and the mainstream media says, oh, there's no proof of any widespread, they always put this word there, there's no proof of widespread election fraud. They're not saying that there's no proof of election fraud. They're saying there's no proof of widespread election fraud. Okay, so who determines what widespread means? Does that mean more than one county? Or more than two-thirds of the state? They're fucking admitting it right to your face that there's election fraud, and you're not listening because they're masters at wording. They're masters at manipulation. Excuse me. That's just one story that O'Keefe Media Group broke, okay? I don't want to get too deep into the whole election fraud thing right now because this other news story that broke equates very closely to what we're talking about tonight. Well, actually, it's right on subject. So this headline, O'Keefe strikes again. Rapists in our rooms. That was the quote. Insider footage shows female inmate distressed over transgender assaults on women. And they've got video. So check this out. Rapists, murderers, child rapists, and men who have killed women in our rooms. That was a quote from this insider. I know there's some having sex with women, the inmate said. Somehow, in this institution, they are adopting ways to apply these so-called mandated laws that came out of nowhere to prohibit segregation for certain individuals, the inmate said. Usually, sex offenders are not in general population. Some of these men are not confused. They're just manipulating the system. The inmate said the transgenders get special treatment. Like, ladies and gentlemen, do you not fucking see what's going on? How do you not at this point? That by the way, was off of GatewayPundit.com. GatewayPundit.com, it just broke. And you can also go to Twitter and look up O'Keefe Media Group and follow O'Keefe Media Group, because you'll see shit, ladies and gentlemen, that will blow your ever-loving mind. Like when I used to be asleep, when I was a quote-unquote staunch Democrat, because I was raised that way, and Trump was elected president, and my dad was never a Republican. He was never anything other than Democrat. Democrats are for the working man. I remember him saying that. That's how he grew up. And he voted Donald Trump. And I remember being so angry at him. Like, how could you vote for that piece of shit? Blah, 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 blah. And you know why I thought he was a piece of shit? Because I watched mainstream media. I watched all of it, and I thought, I was brainwashed. I'll be the first one to admit it. I don't have to hide it. I'm very, very vocal about it on Twitter also. And you know what? Now I'm followed by major people in the Republican Party, like major people, senators, congressmen, major influencers on Twitter, people with over 1 million followers. I mean, a lot of my big followers have 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, up to 800,000 followers. I'm followed by Democrats. I'm followed by Republicans because I'm very fucking honest about where I come from and who I am today. I'm not a Republican. I'm sure in the fuck not a Democrat. I am a constitutionalist that believes in this country, and I believe in everything that our forefathers wrote in that Constitution and everything it stands for. Freedom of religion? Absolutely. You want to practice Muslim? Be a Muslim. Be a Muslim. You have the freedom of religion. You have the freedom of speech, as long as it's not a threat. You have the freedom, the right to bear arms that shall not be infringed. That's just the three major ones. There's many rights that we all have that we don't even realize that we have that are being taken away from us in the background. But this is what's going on with this transgender movement. They are twisting and turning and making new law. You imagine you're a woman in a woman's prison, that you're there for a 1 year, 2, 3, 4, 5 year stay, whatever you did. You fucked up in your life, and now you got to pay, you know, your debt to society. And the people that are supposed to protect you, the state, as you're serving out your sentence, start making laws. In Washington State, so fucking liberal, it's sickening. Oregon, California, that whole West Coast. They are brainwashed out there, ladies and gentlemen. Like, that's hardcore shit out there. New York State is another one. But now imagine you're in prison, and you're supposed to be protected by the state. Yep, you're in prison. You're behind bars. But now they're going to let men come into a woman's prison because they say they're women. And now you see what's happening? They're raping women in the fucking prison, dude. What's going to happen? They're going to end up having pregnancies, well, obviously having rapes. Is that okay to you? Is that, quote-unquote, inclusive for you? Is that inclusive enough? If you're one of those people that say, well, who gives a shit? They committed a crime. They should have committed the crime. Fuck you. There's your answer to that. Nobody should be condemned to violent rape or anything else, violent assault or anything else, because they fucked up and committed a crime. They're in prison. They're serving their time. And now you want to let in people that are going to rape them? You folks out in Washington State are sick. You're mentally ill, sick, if you continue to vote for those Democrats out there. Same with Oregon. Same with California. Gavin Newsom is the biggest fucking tyrannical piece of shit I've ever seen. And so with that Kathy Hochul in New York. That Alvin Bragg, that piece of shit. AOC. Whitmer in Michigan. Walls in Minnesota. I can go right down the fucking list of these literal, they're authoritarian fascists. You look what they did during the pandemic in New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, where they put COVID positive patients in nursing homes. Ladies and gentlemen, the most, oh boy, I'm going to get wound up now, aren't I? Woo! The people that COVID is the worst for, I can't think of the term right now because my head, again, my head, yeah, it's spinning. They put COVID-positive patients in nursing homes, thus infecting our elderly population. Meanwhile, they told you as a family that you can't see your family, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, whatever, for over a year while they were dying alone because these liberal communist pieces of shit were putting in COVID-positive patients into their homes, thus killing them off. Killing them, murdering them, intentionally. If you all followed along with the COVID-19 procedures and the lockdowns and all that bullshit, I mean, we all lived the nightmare. But none of you, did you ever know that they did that, that they were putting COVID-positive patients in nursing homes? Why would they do that? Ask yourself that. Why? Why would they do that? When you know that that would be devastating to the nursing home if the nursing home patients caught COVID. Why would they do that? Why did they force elderly to get that vaccine first? And people they called essential healthcare workers. I stood with the healthcare workers in October of 2021 at the Minnesota State Capitol to support their freedom of being free of these mandates. Many of them had been in healthcare for over 30 years that were forced to resign, quit, or find new jobs, new positions because their hospitals were mandating them to take a shot that has no long-term studies. And now we find out through Pfizer's own documents that the shot is a bunch of bullshit. Why are they doing that? Why are they attacking our healthcare workers especially? You have to start asking these questions. Because you know why? It's called world depopulation. Oh, here we go. Put on your tinfoil hat, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy's talking. The World Economic Forum. Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030. They had to switch to 2030 because Trump got into office, in my opinion, and it slowed down their process. You go to weforum.org, and they list every single thing that they want to do, including a list of their financial partners, including 15-minute cities, where you will live in a city that's barricaded shut. You will get a permit to leave every so often for a day pass. And everything you need will be inside this 15-minute city within a 15-minute walk or bike ride from your home. Everything, your job, your groceries, everything. By the way, you'll have digital IDs, digital currency. When you go to the grocery store, they're already doing this in Canada, ladies and gentlemen. This is a fact. You walk into a Walmart or grocery store in Canada, and you go to buy a pound of hamburger, and you have to show your digital ID, and it says, well, you already bought your allowance of meat for the week. The door doesn't open for you. You don't get that pound of hamburger. You're not allowed to buy more than three items of certain thing, or of anything, more than three items in, I believe, the UK. This isn't isolated to America or Canada. This is worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. They have infiltrated most governments, almost all of them, if not all of them, that I know of. I've done deep, heavy research into this shit, and I know it. When I started hearing people talk about the New World Order, and that was years ago, I thought, you guys are fucking nut jobs. And I started digging into this stuff, and when it'll blow your mind. Well, how are they going to do that? How are they going to fucking lock you down for as long as they did with some bullshit? People died in a motorcycle accident. They list their death as COVID because their PCR test, which is fake, has been proven, said that they were positive for COVID. So, they died of COVID. No, they got their head smashed from the fucking concrete after wiping out their motorcycle or a car accident or a murder just because they used that PCR test to inflate the numbers, ladies and gentlemen. I've researched it all. You don't have to believe me. Go and research for yourself. Dig deep. Don't go to your ABC or your CNN or your Fox News. Dig deep. And those media sources that they're calling that's far right propaganda. You're going to have to realize something under the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act that went into effect under Obama that was very, very passed bipartisanly under the Defense Act. basically rescinded the Smith-Mundt Act, which happened in the early 40s, I believe, which stated that it's illegal to prevent what happened in Nazi Germany. It's illegal to have state-run propaganda, state-sponsored propaganda. They rescinded that with the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, slipped it into the defense bill under Obama, and now you're seeing state-sponsored propaganda. Elon Musk just actually started issuing, like, NPR is one of them. He put under NPR that there's state-sponsored news. And NPR got so pissed off, they pulled off of Twitter. They said, fuck you, we're not going to be on there. They hate the truth. They are. They're nothing but state-sponsored propaganda. But I'm not saying Fox News is innocent or CNN's innocent or any of it. I'm telling you that this is happening. You believe me? You don't have to believe me. Go look up the Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T, Modernization Act. Read it in depth. Don't believe the first thing you see, the second thing. Read all the articles and form an opinion. Think for yourself. Okay. Whew. Man, I go off sometimes, don't I, Daryl?
Yes, you do. I'm just going to sit back and wait. I like it when you go off.
What do you think of the facts that I just spit out there? I mean, were you aware of some of that or all of it or part of it?
There's a lot of it I was aware of because why I sit back and I research it, I sit back and I listen, and I don't listen to dumb with people that says, well, you know, that's not true. Because the thing is, if you read a lot of this stuff that we've been telling you, and you sit back and just take a deep breath and just watch what's going on, all of a sudden your eyes are going to open up and you're going to be clear. And for all you folks who don't know me, understand this. Let me explain this to you. I used to be a Democrat way back in the day because I'm black. And, wait a minute, I just said that. So go ahead, Jeremy. I know you want to say something because you're itching at it. Go ahead and get it over with. Come on,
wait, Jeremy. Wait. You were a Democrat, dude?
So, yeah. Back in the day, I was. I was a Democrat. I was a Democrat. And you know what? And the only reason I was a Democrat, because, you know what, I'm black. Most black people were Democrats because basically we were forced to be Democrats. We didn't know nothing else. We were forced to be Democrats. And then later on in life, I ended up... Oh, boy.
A black Democrat and I play police siren music. Yeah, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, I know.
Nothing good, right?
The thing is, I talked to my best friend. I used to ride horses with him. He's passed away. And the thing is, he and I, we sat there and we talked. Now, he knew I was I told him I was a Democrat, and he's a Republican. But after we sat down and talked, he didn't try to sit back and twist my arm or anything. He just said, you know what, just look at some things. And I started thinking to myself, it's like, wait a minute, I'm more conservative than anything. I don't want to depend on the
government. What did he say? Did he say just look at it?
He just said, look at things.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Is that how he said it to you?
Not that way. Oh, hell no. it's just the point when I sat back and I looked at all this stuff, this is me. I don't depend on the government for shit. I don't want to. You know what? I work hard. I believe in taking care of my kids. I believe in standing up as a man. I believe if you step the wrong way towards me, I will correct you. I believe in standing up for our elderly. If I see some young dumbasses beating up elderly, I don't care what race they are, the elderly is, they're elderly. I will come out of here. I will come upon you, but you won't even see me coming, and I will damn near maim you. That's what real men need to start doing. You know what? And now I am a registered Republican. But this is the thing about me. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the amendments. I believe in our God-given rights. and I'm a believer in this thing called thinking with common sense. I will talk to anyone who is on my side, who are not on my side. It's called a conversation, because then I like to see where you're coming from. We may not agree with each other, but you know what? I'm going to give you that respect, and that's the thing we're lacking. And you haven't even taught your kids that. Oh, I think I might have stepped on a nerve. I taught my kids that, especially my son, who is my mini-me. And he sits back and he thinks, and he says what's on his mind. And that's what you're supposed to do. I will stand up against anybody. I don't care who it is. And if you're wrong, I'm going to call you out because you did something stupid. And just like when I was running for lieutenant governor, and I said to folks in Colorado, if you vote this man back in, Polis, Colorado's going to look like California. And what's it looking like? California. We have good people that are in office. But unfortunately, we have people who do not care about your rights. Again, they don't want you to parent. They don't want anyone to be responsible for anything. They want to blame an inanimate object for their actions. They're trying to take men out of the equation. And now they want your kids, and they want to, but yet they'll sit back and they'll yell about mental health. What have they done? People in Colorado, let me ask you something. What have the legislation on the Democratic side has done? Because they always mention mental health for everything. But what have they done? Nothing. Look at this idiot Joe Biden. This man, he sits back and he says dumb stuff like, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. If I was there in his face, I would look at him and say, you know what? I have no respect for you because you're a bigot, you're a liar, and you're right. You know what? I am black, and I did not vote for you, and I never will. And I don't see how any black person would even vote for Biden. Now, I know some of y'all are going to say, wait a minute, he's a Trumpster. No, you know what? I like Donald Trump. As a man, he got his issues. But for his policies, because we're not in freaking high school, kids, for his policies, they are on point. We were doing a lot better when he was in power than this idiot we have here now. They do things. When I sit back and say, no one wants to hold anybody accountable, well, look at our leadership. What have they done that's accountable? Nothing. We have open borders. We have this mandated vaccine thing, which now they begin to say, you know, is unconstitutional. Everything that they have done, they have screwed up. We were energy independent. Now we're dependent. We're crying to our enemies to help us. Why? We have China in the United States. China, why are they in the United States? Because we have some people who are in power that only thing they care about is themselves and not you. And the only way we're going to change it is you people get your head out of your butt and start looking at people who are going to stand up for your rights, who's going to stand up for what is good, stand up for this damn nation, and start voting these people into power. And that includes our school, board, mainly Denver. People, get your heads out of your butt, please. And like I said, I may hurt your feelings on things that I say, but I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't going to back down. I won't back down from anyone. And I'm going to say one more thing. Women, where is the women's movement? You have men, and this
was It's on.
Oh, yeah,
it's on. The women's movement. It's on. Have you not heard?
It's not on. I heard crickets. You got men.
No.
In women's
No. No, a new movement just was created over on TikTok of all places, the burn your bra movement. They're burning their Nike bras out of protest for Nike sponsoring Dylan Mulvaney. Like the women are starting to stand up here. They're seeing too, it's happening. But go ahead.
You know, but here's my thing. Okay, you want to stand up about a bra? Okay, fine. But what about these girls that these men, and I'm going to say men because that's what you are men who are dressed up as women and you're in their sports. And on top of that, don't you think with these transgender men who are women, and they're in the women prison. Don't you think that's kind of part of what? Domestic violence? Women, where are you? You was out there all engrossed with Madonna with her gap tooth and her ugliness, talking about this and that because of Trump. He said something about pissing some women in their Yahoo, when some of y'all women, y'all don't care anyway, because the person that did it, they didn't care because, you know what, he was a rich man. But where were you? Where are you now? You got men that are in women's sports. Men.
They're starting to stand up.
They're
coming along, brother.
Somebody need to tell the people in the Legislative Party in Denver, Colorado, they need to tell the Democratic Party that they need to start standing up, because those folks, they're not doing it. They're not doing their job. And I'm getting sick and tired of all these people saying this, that, and the other thing, and no one wants to do anything.
There was a gal from, I wish I had the story in front of me. I don't, unfortunately, and I'm going to kind of probably butcher this a little bit. I do believe she was from the United States women's team, swimming team, or she's some, she's a very prolific swimmer. I mean, she's very good at swimming. And I can't remember exactly. But anyway, she did a speech, and I don't remember where. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. But she was attacked by a transgender, by a man. She had to be escorted out by state police. The transgender man, who now identifies as a woman, punched her and called her a bitch. They did this in Canada just a couple of weeks ago. Dude, it's happening all over. Somebody very close to me watched a video, because I constantly observe things, people. Like, I know a lot of you are so busy trying to make a living and trying to live your lives and try to pay your bills. While I'm doing the same thing, I'm getting loaded or unloaded or sitting because I have to take a 10-hour break or a 12-hour break or whatever break I have. I don't play video games. I don't watch TV. I don't watch Netflix. I sit and I observe and I watch and I research. That's what makes it beautiful. I can be your research. I can be your voice. And I don't have a problem doing that, because I know that you have been forced into the system of slavery. And it's modern-day slavery. It truly is. But we only have like 22 minutes left. And if you guys, if there's anybody listening and you want to share your thoughts and your opinions live on air, you're more than welcome to come on here. Just be respectful, even though it's called the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. And the reason it's called the Disrespected Trucker, I created that brand many years ago because of how we are treated out here as an industry. By some law enforcement, DOT officers, shippers, receivers, and the general public. I created that name. And that's why it's called what it is. You're expecting to get on here and hear strictly trucking stuff. You'll hear a little bit of trucking stuff here and there. But I my fight has moved on from being a trucking advocate to standing up for the voiceless, being the voice for the voiceless. And I've proven that over and over again, and I will continue to prove it when the time is right for me. But if you're listening and you want to call in and share your thoughts and opinions, you just have to call in at 516-387-1733, and just make sure that you press the number 1. Once you're through and you're hearing us over your phone, press the number 1, lets my switchboard know that you have something to say. We'll bring you on, and you can share your opinion and thoughts. But as soon as you get on here and start, you know, fuck you, and you're a dumbass, or, you know, you start with that shit, I'm just going to, yeah, bad phone connection, bye. But if you get on here and you have points to make of defending your position on any subject, really, I don't mind. I'll put you on. And I'm not going to call you names either. I will ask you questions, but you're more than welcome to come on here at, again, 516-387-1733. And just press the number 1. Let my switchboard know that you have something to say. I like having callers. I like having somebody with opposing views. We did get some guy on here one night that, you know, when I told him about the freedom of speech and how I believe in the Constitution, freedom of speech, he got on here and thought he'd make a mockery of that and do the F you and F this and F that. And, you know, he, at one point he said, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. It's like, dude, like, you're doing is making yourself look like a dumbass. Like, you have a valid point to bring up here. You're welcome to share it. But getting on here and swearing just because you can, it doesn't make you look intelligent. Doesn't make you sound intelligent. So don't do that. It's just it's stupid. But yeah, we got like 19 minutes left. You know, we discussed the whole transgender ideology tonight, and I thought it was a very important point to bring up tonight, just for the simple fact that I see a lot of this ideology being, again, pushed on our children. We're not against transgender people. I'm not against it anyway. I can't speak for Daryl, but I'm against the ideology being pushed on society and our children. If you... I have a lot of LGBT... how do I put this? I have a lot of LGBT friends and family, people that are very close to me. Very close to me that, as a matter of fact, I know two people that are lesbians that are married that have three children. I know another couple that are lesbians that the one has two children from a marriage when she was married to a man. They're very nice people. And I hate to say it like that, like they're lepers, but they're not. They're people that fell in love with the same sex. I don't have an issue with that. They don't push their shit on me, or I shouldn't say shit, their ideology or their beliefs on me. They don't. They live their life. I was just actually spent some time with the two couple or the one couple just a few weeks ago. And we had a wonderful time. It was for Easter. Sat and had dinner with them and the one's two kids. Very good kids too, by the way. It doesn't need to be a bad thing. If you don't believe in it, you don't have to. But you don't have to treat people like shit because they live a different lifestyle than you do. That's not for you to judge or any of that. It is your job to protect children and the vulnerable and the impressionable kids from an ideology that will eventually hurt them when they mature and understand that transgender ideology is not, it's not for everybody. Don't attack children when they're in their learning stages or growing stages or developmental stages with your adult ideology or quote-unquote mental illness. That Dylan Mulvaney is a sick fucker. When I seen that tweet, him and that oh, there's another one. He's a very popular social media TikToker. God, if I could remember his name. That guy. Hi, kids. If your family if you don't think your family, yeah. He's like, private message me. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't private message this guy that has a mustache and has makeup on and dresses like a girl and tries to convince you that he's some kind of transgender hero. No. He's a fucking predator. And a lot of these people are predators. The ones that you see out in the public are fucking predators. What were you going to say, Daryl?
No, it was me. I was going to say I think you're thinking of Jeffrey Marsh.
Jeffrey Marsh, yes, it's Kim. Hey, thanks, Kim.
Yes,
Jeffrey Marsh. And Kim said, don't let me come on air tonight because if I get into a coughing fit, I can't quit. But I'm glad to hear that you're on, Kim.
Well, I have to watch.
Say hi to the world.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry I've been MIA. Daryl's been keeping me in the back corner, but that's okay.
Yep.
You started speaking up, Kim, I looked down at my switchboard and it said Super Daryl. I go, what the fuck, is Chris on the board tonight? And I didn't see his phone number, and I didn't recognize yours. I'm like, and all of a sudden you started speaking up, I'm like, she calls you Super Daryl now, Kim.
So the whole TikTok thing with Jeffrey Marsh, there was a ton of people that went after him, and he had a a Peloton or Peloton account or whatever, and I mean, women went after this guy hard, and he then went private, and then started, you know, a woe is me and all that. But I was listening to your whole woman, you know, women need to stand up thing, and I was like, interesting, because up here we have quite a movement of women, and we don't put up with much up here. You guys obviously aren't really familiar with Canadian women. We're nice and all, but yeah, no. There's a lot of crap that goes on.
That's the thing, though, is people won't see on mainstream media that there are people standing up. You have to really pay close attention to every single social media app. I mean, it's the only way to understand what is really happening.
We have a group of us that started months and months and months ago that we go after certain things, yes, and we deal with things.
There.
It's a women's group.
See?
Yeah.
See, Super Daryl, the women are standing up.
Yep. Good. I want them to. I've
been
with women who are standing up.
Yep. No. Because, I mean, when you come after our children, when you come after our sexuality, no. No. If I hear one more stupid ass tell me, oh, it's 176 days of being a woman, sit the fuck down. And stop seeing Tampax commercials, because I'll tell you where you can shove those goddamn Tampax, and they won't come out.
Is that the same place they put the gerbils?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, like, how ridiculous. Like, you know, I don't know. We've got a lot of mental illness out there. We've got a lot of things that have been allowed to grow the way they have. And again, I apologize for my voice. I told Jeremy, I'm like, don't put me on tonight. I sound like crap. but it's Daryl's fault. It's because he's black.
Sound great.
100%.
Yep.
But no, it is getting, you know, it is getting absolutely ridiculous. And I am so glad my child is the age he is, because there is no bloody way on this earth I'd be putting up with some of the crap that is going on in our school systems right now.
Yeah, it's out of control, and we have to keep on fighting. Did you hear my part where Dylan Mulvaney complained on Twitter about he hadn't had his period for 31 days and he's late?
I would love to give him a period that would come out of his nose, quite honestly.
And that's what a lady said on there. She commented, she said, you know, if these people that claim that they're women now, that are men, if they had to go through a menstrual cycle every 28 days, this whole argument would be over in 28 days.
The thing is, it boils down to this. Every single one of you, I don't care who you are, y'all came from a woman.
Thank you.
Every single fucking one of you. And excuse my language, but it really chaps my ass when I sit there and listen to how they devalue a natural woman. There are only two sexes out there. I don't care what you identify as. You can identify as a goddamn toaster for all I care. But you are not a real woman in the regard
of man.
Having a period, or a man. Like, I mean, for the love of God, come on. I don't understand.
But hey, follow the science, Kim.
Yeah. We're all in this together. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's good to hear your voice on the radio. We haven't had you on here for a while, and it's always nice to hear you.
And
I told you before, I would like to incorporate you more into the show. You know what I mean? Because it's nice to have a woman's perspective on things.
Oh, I heard Knight wrote that, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to come on. What?
I said, yay. I'm glad you came on.
Oh, I thought you said, hey. And I was being polite.
No, I said, yay.
I was like, oh, okay.
Daryl's just having his normal blackout burst again.
No kidding. Like, he's just like...
Super Daryl.
I'm going to mute him. We'll tell him to start talking about his subject, and we'll just mute him, and then you and I will just carry on.
Go ahead. You're black man. Here we go.
No, I do apologize. I have been MIA. It's tax time. I'm busy with that and dealing with Chris Barber stuff, and now I've got another fellow, James Sowery, which hopefully we'll bring on next week. And yeah, it's been crazy busy up here. Lots of stuff going on, and yeah, I'd like to start doing Canadian segments because I was talking with Kramer the other day, and he said, I don't even hear what the hell's going on up in Canada. So we had a long chat and caught up on stuff, and
And just for the audience, just so you know, me and Kim have floated the idea of her starting her own little show on here. I don't know what she would call that or what, but when she finds the time and she wants to do that, she knows that offer is always open, and she is more than welcome to start her own show.
Yeah.
So stay tuned,
ladies and
gentlemen. You never know.
No Daryl's allowed. No, I'm just kidding, Daryl. I'm kidding. You know I love you.
Oh, I'm so hurt. I love you too.
No.
But hey, we're getting back to the last 7 minutes of the show. I want to wrap this up here shortly. I want to go to Daryl for his final thoughts. I'll share my final thoughts. We'll get out of here for the night and let you guys resonate with the information I shared involving. Go ahead.
Can I just ask, have you heard, like, has there been any fallout from Bush Beer, like, as to whether they regret their decision?
No.
The
top CEO or the top executives are saying, well, we didn't know that the marketing department approved that. Of course, they're doing a cover-up now. Of course
wow.
They know. If you're a top executive, you know everything that is happening. If you don't know, then you should be fired.
Yeah. No, I was just curious. Sorry to interrupt you. I was just curious because I haven't had time to really look into it, but I was like, wow, someone should be canned over that.
Yeah, I keep a pretty close eye on developing anything involving a lot of different things, and it's hard to keep up some days. But, yeah, they've lost over $6 billion because of that marketing move when they were scared of losing millions if they wouldn't do it because of their social credit score.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Yeah. But that was a good move. Maybe other people should take heed of such a decision.
Hopefully they pay attention. But, thanks for joining, Kim, and sharing your thoughts on that subject. I really honestly appreciate you popping in because it's always nice to hear a different perspective, especially from a real woman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right, Kim, you have a good night, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, everybody, that's Kim, our producer here at the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I know you don't hear a lot of her. She's a very busy woman. She's up in Canada, and she's involved with a lot of different things. And I kind of met her through some of the people that I got involved with through social media involving the Freedom Convoy up in Canada. And I talked to her on the phone one night and said, would you want to come over here and do the same thing on our show? And she said, yes, I would. And she's been with us ever since. There's you know, sometimes there's 2, 3, 4 weeks that she's not here because she's got other things going on, but she's around. She's a busy woman. Always appreciate her thoughts. But Daryl, we got 5 minutes left, so I'm going to give you 2 minutes. Keep it at two for your final thoughts. Super hell.
Okay, final thoughts, real quick. Kim, I used to, when I was stationed at Air Force Base up in Loring Air Force Base, there was a girl from Green River I was with, and yeah, Canadian women, ooh la la. That's what I'm going to tell them that. Look, folks, you know, when I just want people's eyes to open up. And when I say women stand up, I know there's a lot of women standing up, like Brandy Bradley, and along other women with her. They're standing up. Then we got to stand up. I am big on protecting our kids. I am big on heads up and calling people out when they're wrong. And that's just how it is. You know, and as for the LGBT community, I have nothing against trans folks. And one of my best friends, he is gay. You know, he's married to his husband. He talks like I do. He and I, we're good friends. Let me tell you one thing. We respect each other. You know one thing I respect? It's the pursuit of happiness. And that's what I want. But you can't, like he said, you do not force someone's lifestyle on someone else, and especially our kids. And when they say the LGBT community is into this, no, they're not. There's a lot of people in the LGBT community that are not with this. So me personally, you know what? I love everybody. I'm not afraid to stand up. You know, and, you know, I love being on this show. I love Kim, love Chris, love Jeremy. We like to joke around, like you see. And so y'all can't use no racist BS against this show. And I'm so happy that I'm here. And, you know, and I appreciate everybody out there, especially all y'all in Colorado that's listening. I love and I appreciate y'all, too. And let's just keep up a good fight. And anybody, you know what, contact me, because I will stand with you, because I do not back down from anyone. All right, there you go. Love y'all. Good night.
Man, Daryl just got arrested. All right, that's what happened to those folks.
Oh, my God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my final thoughts for the night, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm asking you is to listen to what we have to say. You don't have to agree with what we have to say. Listen to what we have to say. Listen to the direction that we point you. Look at, you just go and look at the research. Well, how do I start? Where do I look? Follow me on Twitter. It's The Disrespected Trucker, or at Disrespected, capital D, Disrespected with a capital T, The. Disrespected The. You'll find me on Twitter. I retweet and share all sorts of links and official stories. And remember, they told you all experts. Well, I show you real links to experts, over 2,500 of them that showed and proved that this was a mass genocide involving the vaccines and the whole COVID narrative. I can show you all sorts of proof. All you have to do is look at hashtags. And you're like, oh, God, look at hashtag. Don't be a fucking retard. Excuse me for saying that, but don't be dumb. When I say a hashtag, it sends you in a direction. Hashtag justice for Trista. Justice for Trista. You'll see the stories from Trista's parents. Heartbreaking story. Hashtag answers for Sean, with the number 4, not the word 4. Answers for Sean. S-E-A-N. He's out of Canada, hockey player. His family found him dead from the vaccine. There are literally thousands of stories out there like that. Just go to those two hashtags. Hashtag died suddenly. Go to that one. You'll find plenty of links for factual information. And as far as the transgender movement goes, you just need to pay attention, and you're gonna find out what the real agenda is here very soon, and it's not a good one. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen,
wait now, hold on, Jerry.
I appreciate you.
Hold on. We got
to go, bro.
Tell them about Spotify.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, by the way. The Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. Okay, sorry. Thank you, man. All right, we got to go. I'd like to keep these shows under 2 hours. I just got to cut it off there. But thank you, guys, and God bless each and every one of you. Have a great night, and we'll see you next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, like always. And please, give us a share.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.